Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 7th episode of Power Ranger Samurai, A Fish Out of Water. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one. So we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Is that cereal or oats? And he's measuring his cereal. Is also interesting.
There's a right way to do everything within the samurai code.
Wow, you're so wound up. I'm surprised you can digest your food.
I came up with a new recipe. Everybody loves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right?
Uh-oh.
So for breakfast, what could be better than a PB&J omelet?
Yeah, that's disgusting looking.
Darn, I'm stuffed. I just ate. Brain check?
Maybe some other time. He dumped the rest. And there's all the milk.
Precision and discipline, huh?
Everyone, I have excellent news.
Oh.
Missing swordfish sword has been spotted at Limantour Beach.
A swordfish?
A sword that went missing in action years ago. If we don't catch it now, who knows when we'll get another chance. A Nylock attack.
Kevin.
Yes?
We'll take care of the Nylock, but I want you to go catch that swordfish sword. Are you up for a solo mission?
Up for it. I've been waiting my whole life for it.
With your mastery.
Now I know what you're asking, and you're right. Who the heck's driving that SUV? The answer might amaze you. I don't think we find out, though. There's just Mentor and the other five, right? Is it Mentor driving? A Fish Out of Water was the 7th episode of Power Rangers Samurai. It first aired on March 6th, 2011. Written by David Schneider and James W. Bates. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and the director was Peter Salmon. You know, as I record this, I actually did go back and watch a couple of, or not watch, but kind of skim through a couple of the older episodes of the Sentai that these were based on. It is amazing. Not only did this, is the story obviously the same, but these directors are actually going back and refilming thing with the American actors in the exact same way. Same camera movements and everything. It's kind of crazy. This is literally the closest you can get to watching a Sentai without actually having needing subtitles to understand what's going on. Hey, he found water! And no one's at the beach! Looks like a... I don't know, kind of looks cold.
Has been for. I won't go back without the swordfish sword.
It looks like KK. That's cool. Oh, a big fishing line.
Now that's what I call symbol power. I'll lure the swordfish sword onto this disc in no time. Ugh.
All right, so that's using symbol power, but how is he supposed to reel it back in? It doesn't have a reeler? I don't know the technical terms with fishing poles, but that is amazingly close. And he seems amazingly far from the water. I think every time he does that, it's using symbol power. That's using some of his power. At least that's, I think, the idea.
Can't you see I'm busy? What is it?
I'm stuck.
Me too. I can't decide whether I should make a sand sculpture of a samurai in full armor or a sandcastle with a real moat. I'm stuck.
No, I'm stuck.
One whiff of my breath.
Well, that's our humorous moment for the day. Okay, that's weird. Ooh, what did it do to him?
Come on, Stinkpot!
Garlic and onions are all I eat. Bico toothpaste's quite a treat, but I haven't brushed my teeth in ages. Give it up. You're no match for the Think of Stink. Oh, looks like you're falling for me.
Ow. That looked painful. Okay, as I recall, the pink one has a weapon that literally could blow the stink back at him, right? Kind of, it's a fan. But no, she just breathes it in and also gets hurt. Is this hands? Yes, it is a Nylock.
Humans when they inhale it. Not even my medicine could help.
Right.
Yeah, during his last rampage.
She says that like she knows that's not really medicine. You know, you could take off the jacket. That might help a little.
Okay, let's try another symbol power. One of them has to work.
All right, so I think, like I said before, every time he uses the symbol power on whatever that thing is, and then uses it on the disc, I think he's using some of his own power. So hopefully he... Uh-oh. To say, hopefully he gets some lunch soon. Maybe something to drink. Or, you know, pass out.
Thanks so much for your help, but I really have to go. I have to catch a fish.
I say that every day.
You don't understand.
Hey, whoa! Take it easy there, fella.
Hello?
Kevin, the Rangers have been poisoned.
Poisoned?
Yes, they all inhaled the Nylock stench. Their fevers are next to impossible to recover from.
I'll be right there.
No.
Say they can only be saved by a purifying power. I think the oceanic powers of the Swordfish Sword could do it. Kevin, You must catch it and bring it back here fast. I fear it may be our only hope.
I'm on it.
Oh, he just became Princess Leia.
But I have a swordfish to catch.
Hey, they just kept with the Japanese footage on that part. Okay. I like how Mentor G seems to have his own phone that is like the others, just different color. It's kind of cool.
Maybe not, but at least I can slow him down.
Just wait until Kevin comes home with the swordfish sword. I think it could cure all of your fevers. Kevin,
Mentor is exactly. Ooh, Jaden's showing some attitude here.
Take care of the Nylock.
Can he get someone to drive him there in the SUV? Maybe? That'd be helpful. I'm not sure. That symbol is changing every time he spins it, but I would love to know what they mean. I think that's all hands. That is kind of gross. They even bring up the fan thing? Come on. What just happened?
This fish is special, and it has to be now.
Then get to it. Here. It's time for you to catch that swordfish.
Oh, way to pass on some knowledge, man. Just kind of... Maybe you're not quite smelling it. Guess the encouragement helps. I wonder if he's too weak to use the symbol power to make the fire. What's it called, that thing? The giant sword.
I have a feeling he's right out there. I just need to focus.
Fire Smasher, that's what it's called. Sorry. Yeah, this one will do it. Maybe. Oh, seems to be where.
I can do this.
Yeah, we're more than halfway through the episode. He's got to get it, unless it's a two-parter. And I don't think it's a two-parter. Dude. It is awesome that he could do this, but. The fact that he managed to pull a Zord out of the water? Those things are kind of big, you know.
What kind of swordfish was that? I told you it was special. Thanks.
no name. Will we ever see him again? Kind of weird.
Looks like you got your second wind, but three strikes and you're out. Bye-bye, Ranger.
Oh, look, the others showed up, sort of.
You shouldn't be here, you're sick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that worked for you. Ooh, a poor little Zord.
Did someone order the fish? Kevin.
Not purifying rain. There goes my stink power.
It worked. That swordfish healed us.
Did they breathe in the water? I'm confused. Oh, well, they're shortening it a little bit. Yeah, but they all hit you. Who? Oh, he looks fun. Or she. I think the grunt sounded male, though. See, now he can do it. Oh, does this do something different? Different formation on the thing or something? Nope, still a cannon. Much easier to pull off than last time. Okay. Oh, it's in a, the blast is shaped like the swordfish instead of the crab. Or, I'm sorry, beetle. Kabuto. Zord. Come on, guys, let's make that house. So it got in. So it's not the same kind of stench stuff? I'm confused. Shouldn't that have hurt him again?
Swordfish sword. Have a
That fish came right out of its head. Ugh. Poked you in the butt. Oh, this should be cool. Wonder what it looks like.
Okay, stinky pants. Time for you to get a whiff of how the swordfish supercharges our samurai style. Oh yeah, now we're popping. Time to air things out, dragon breath.
Wait, that's it? A backpack and a new hat? At least the other one has some cool armament on the arms. Oh, okay, this is kind of cool.
You can't just order us around anymore. Swordfish torpedo. Our mega blades should do the trick. Ready?
Ready.
Willing.
And able.
Mega blade activate.
Ow! Right in the head. Oh, it got longer. Eh. That's kind of weird looking, but okay. Huh, okay. Is he stuck now?
I'm gonna go hit the water.
Don't do it.
An inflatable pool at the beach, really?
You're still stuck on the boat.
Okay.
Training pay off. It feels great, but it wasn't just my training. You know, all the practice and dedication in the world doesn't mean much unless you truly believe in yourself too.
Or you have a fisherman guy that helps you out. Are we gonna see the fisherman here?
Only if you promise to bring some sunscreen. Man, I got fried out of here.
He is not burned at all. Skin tone is exactly the same as it was when you started the episode.
So, the Samurai Rangers have returned. But so have I.
Voice sounds familiar. Actually, we've already seen who that is and who plays him. Because we saw the intro from late in the season watching the origin episodes. But, you know. Okay, that was a weird episode. There must be something we lost in translation with that one. That was just really weird. And not a fan of Mr. Stinky, which I guess you're not supposed to be. But the fisherman thing, that extra guy was kind of redundantly pointless the whole time. I don't know. Seemed weird to me. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Next time, we'll be watching another episode of Power Rangers Samurai. I know it's crazy. The 8th episode, in fact. There go the brides. So, I almost started the episode. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.